Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey Branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
Wherever you are, just begin to speak to Him. Begin to let Him into your heart. Tell the Spirit of God to fill you this moment. Tell the Spirit of God that you've availed yourself for Him to work through you this morning. Begin to speak to the Spirit of God. Begin to speak to Him. Begin to open up unto Him and let Him come into your life. Let Him come into your heart. Let Him come into you today, because today is a day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and let us accept Him into our heart. Today is the day that the Lord has set aside to bless His people. Today is the day that the Lord has set aside to correct His people. Today is the day that the Lord has set aside to lead His people. Begin to speak to Him and tell Him to take control over your life this moment. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Imbolobo siki yini mabuko yamali. Ikayamale kabroko sotolobo. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Imayamale kabe kaboko sotolobo siki yini mabia. In the name of Jesus, Father, we invite you into this place, O God. May your spirit and may your word, O God, be manifested in the lives of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you are Jehovah, there is nothing that you cannot do. To you, all things are possible. We invite your presence in our midst. We invite your presence in our midst. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take authority over every powers, over every forces that will rise against your occasion today. In the name of Jesus, we speak the blood of Jesus and release the power and the anointing of God upon this place. In the mighty name of Jesus, Jehovah, take your stand in this place. Holy Spirit, descend in the power and the anointing. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let us feel you, O God. Let us experience your power and your anointing this morning, because you have made it a day that you are about to do a new thing, O God. May your spirit and your power fill this place, O God. Take dominion over today's service in the name of Jesus. May your anointing and your grace, O God, be felt in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, just lift up your hands unto Him. I don't know why you came here. I don't know. There is something that you are asking of the Lord. Today He's about to do it unto you. I don't know what brought you here this morning, but there is something that is going on in your life. There is something that you have asked of the Lord to do. The Lord says He's about to do it unto you. Only if you hear His voice and if you obey Him. Because He's about to do something in your life. Only if you obey the voice of God. Because this year has been declared that His grace is going to go before us. Yes. And for the grace of God to go before you, you need to hear the voice of God and hearken unto His voice. Amen. Because our God is not a God to lie. He's not a man to lie. He's not a son of man to repent of His word. Yeah, whatever the Lord has spoken, yes, it shall come to pass. Amen. Only if you, yes, take His word. And you walk by His words. Amen. This morning, I don't know what you are encountering, but God is about to break every yoke. Amen. God is about to release His power in your life. Amen. God is about to set you free. Yes. Because, amen, that is what He has purposed to do, and that, yes, is what He would do.
Amen.
Because He is God. Father, we give you the glory and the honor.
Yes. Amen.
Because you are God.
Amen.
And you said unto us, you are the Alpha and the Omega.
Amen.
The beginning and the end God.
Yes.
Who can be compared unto you?
Debut.
Father, we have come to your presence, O God.
Amen.
May you fill us with your goodness.
Amen.
May you fill us with your grace.
Amen.
May you fill us with your power.
Yes.
May your anointing, O God, flow in our lives.
Amen.
This morning, O God, may your throne be established here.
Amen.
May your kingdom come.
Yes.
Let us experience a transformation in our lives.
Amen.
Because you are God.
Yes.
I give you the glory.
Amen.
and the honor that is due you. Amen. May your name be praised forever and ever. And let the children of God say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand, somebody. Somebody give the Lord a hand. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. It is good to be in the house of God. It is awesome to be at the feet of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
You see, many people don't know why it's very, very important to come to the house of God. Because anytime you come to his presence, more life, more anointing, and things are added unto you. Hallelujah. When you sit home, you don't even get those benefits. The benefits are in the house of God. Hallelujah. Because when you come to his presence, that is where God demonstrates his power in your life. That is where he begins to open another chapter of your life. That is where God begins to reveal certain things that you have heard so many times in your life. That doesn't make sense to you. But God makes them become more sensible unto you when you come to his presence. Hallelujah. Because it's only God who gives what? Wisdom and knowledge. Men cannot give you wisdom or knowledge. It is only God. Because the Bible says if someone lacks what? Wisdom and knowledge is what? Ask from God. So when you come to the presence of God, that is where God reveals some of these things unto you. You might have read so many things that your mind cannot comprehend. But when you come to his presence, the Spirit makes you understand. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God makes you what? Understand the things that God is about to do or God is speaking concerning your life. When you sit home, those things don't get revealed unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, God is about to reveal another chapter unto you. Say amen.
Amen.
You see, your amen is too soft. When your amen is soft like that, God does not come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that what we should be what? Transform. We should have a different mind, different thinking, different attitude towards God. Hallelujah. When you come to the house of God, your mind and your thinking, everything about you needs to change. Because you are not thinking about the things outside. You are thinking about the things of God. Say amen. So when you come to the presence of God, let everything about you be on the side. And let only God be the center of your mind. Say amen. That is why the Bible says in Romans 12:2 that what? We should not be conformed with the things of this world, but we should be what? Renewer of our mind through what? Christ. Because let everything that is in your mind be of what? Christ. Don't be thinking about what? The things that are outside. Think about God. Meditate on the word of God day in, day out. Say amen.
Amen.
That is your duty and that is your call as a child of God. Today God is about to do something in your life. God is about to reveal something to you that you have not even experienced before. Say amen.
Amen.
This year it has been what? Declared as a year of what? You see, some people are writing. This year has been declared as a year of what?
Grace.
Only six people. So those six people will receive that grace of God.
Amen.
This year has been declared, unless they didn't come to what? The vigil service. This year has been declared as a year of what?
Grace.
So grace is going to what? Follow us everywhere and anywhere that you go. Say amen. But before that you receive that grace, you need to avail yourself for that grace to manifest in your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Tell the person sitting beside you, empty yourself.
Empty yourself.
Hey. Empty yourself. Some of us, we are still being what? Filled with 2013. We have not emptied ourselves. Say, empty yourself. For the Spirit of God to settle on you. You see only three people. Because they don't want the Spirit of God to settle on them. She, tell the person sitting next to you. Empty yourself for the Spirit of God to fill you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in the days of Noah, when God destroyed the earth with water, there was nowhere to put your foot. Even the ark hasn't even landed. The ark was still floating.
And the Bible says Noah opened the ark and he opened the window and he sent forth a raven in the first hour. It was circling back and forth. He never came back. He was just waiting for what? A dry land to settle. And the Bible says he sent out a dove. And when the dove went, it was circling around. It couldn't find a place to what? Rest. And it came back into the ark. And Noah what? Received that dove inside. And the Bible says what? 7 days later, Noah sent the same dove to go out to see if there is what? The water has what? Settled. And the Bible says that this time when the dove came back, he brought forth a fresh olive sprout, leaf. And no one noticed that there is what? Hope. There is dry land somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. There is what? Dry land somewhere. And the Bible says the next time Noah sent forth the dove, he never what? Came back. Hallelujah. Amen. Say amen to God. Tell the person sitting next to you, empty yourself for the Spirit of God to fill you. You see, your life has been like the days of Noah with the flood. You have not emptied yourself yet. So when the Spirit of God comes, it has no place to settle on you and it goes back. Hallelujah. Amen. Say amen. Amen. This is a revelation. Your life from 2013, I don't know when you were born, but if you have to go back, your life has been flooded with so many things that when Spirit of God comes, you have no place to settle in your life. And it descends and it goes back to God. Because when it comes, you are what? Overfilled. It has no place to settle. When God sent his Spirit to come to you, to be with you, to show you the grace that he has led you to see and to know and to touch, when it comes, it has no place in your life because you are overfilled with water. You are overfilled. You are flooded. It has no place to settle in your life. How can the grace of God go with you when your life is still filled with things that are not of God? Hallelujah. This morning, the Spirit of God is reminding you that what? Empty yourself for the Spirit of God to fill you. Say amen. Amen. You see, you come to church every day, every Sunday. You come in and then you go out the same. And you don't receive, you don't feel God, you don't touch God. You don't experience a change, a transformation in your life. Because you have not what? Renew your mind. Because your mind is so conformed to the things of the world. Your mind is so conformed to 2013. Your mind is so conformed to the day or the month, the year that you were born. The things that you think of, you are still thinking about those things. You are not thinking about the things of God. But a child of God, I'm here to announce to you, if you begin to think about the things of God, things are going to start to happen in your life. Say amen. Because God is about to show you the grace that he said. Because he is a faithful God. We serve a God who never fails, who never lies. Whatever the Lord has spoken concerning your life has to come to pass. If those things does not come to pass, a child of God, let me call you a child of God. If you know you are a child of God, empty yourself for the Spirit of God to settle upon your life. Say amen. Because this year has been declared a year of testimony. Before those testimonies will come into your life or will be seen by men, because they are spiritual and they have to come into the physical. Before those things can come into the physical, you need to empty yourself for the Spirit of God to fill you. Say amen. If you cannot do that, this year, 2014, which is a double portion of anointing and blessing, they will pass you by. I don't know about 2013 or 2015, 2000, whatever is ahead of you. This year, if you are not able to claim, because God is appearing to you every day, every night, that you need to what? Transform yourselves. Hallelujah. When you go to Romans 12, 2, he says something over there. Hallelujah.
Be confused.
Do not be conformed with what?
This age.
With this age. I want the Amplified Version. Brother Z, I want the Amplified Version. You have the Amplified Version? It's not New International Amplified.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed, changed, by the entire renewal of your mind.
By the entire renewal of your mind. Say amen.
Amen.
I don't know what your mind is thinking, and I don't know where your mind is going, but I'm here to announce to you that you need to be what? Transform. Change your mind. Change your attitude. The attitude that you have is things. Change it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, it stinks because they can't say amen. You smile. The attitude that you have stinks. Let us put on Christ's attitude. There is some attitude in Christ that we need to put on. It say what? Humility, humbleness. Those are the what? Attitude of Christ. You see, we have worldly attitude. Some people, they have worldly what? Attitude. And when you are a child of God, you need to have Christ's attitude. Christ's attitude leads you into what? Different opportunity, different doors, different what? Avenues. It takes you from grace to grace, from anointing to anointing, from power to power. Those are Christ's attitude. You are showing an attitude of Christ. Love is attitude. Worldly attitude, hate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ's attitude, forgiving. Worldly attitude, unforgiving. You see, when you are in Christ, you are bearing the fruits of what? The Spirit. Those are the attitude of what? Christ. If you cannot bear those attitude of Christ, I'm telling you, you will not see the grace of God in your life this 2014. Because your life stinks. Your attitude stinks. Your attitude has to be what? A fresh aroma, incense before God, because you are what? Portraying Christ. Say amen.
Amen.
Be not what? Conform to this world, to this age. But what? Be transformed. The renewal of your mind. And the Bible says that your mind has to be continuously be renewed every day of your life. Every single day, your mind needs to be what? Be renewed. Every day, renew your mind. Every day. It's a daily application. Because you are not thinking evil about me. I'm not thinking evil about you. When I see you, we share the same brotherly and the sister what? Love. If you don't have and I have, I can give to you.
Amen.
That is what God wants us to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see me today, you laugh in my face. But when I turn around, you point your fingers at me. How can those grace... How can the things that God has for you will be manifested in the physical? You see me now, you are smiling. Oh, yeah. But in your mind is filled with hate. Your mind is locked up. The way it's being locked up, I don't know what kind of locksmith can open it. It's locked up. Today, release yourself. Today, release yourself. Empty yourself for the Spirit of God to fill you. And the Bible says that when the dove went back, he brought something. You see, let God send the Spirit to come to you. When the Spirit of God enters this place and you see the love that is what's flowing, the love that is going around us, he takes it back unto God and says, when I went, this is what I see in the lives of the Divine Healers Church members. Hallelujah. You see, the Spirit of God has to what? Present something what? To God. For God to see that, yes, we are what? Portraying Him. And then when He sent for the Spirit, He said, when you go, now stay with them. Stay with them. Whatever they want, provide. Whatever they ask, do. That is what God is going to do. But when the Spirit comes, we are what? Full already. He cannot settle. And he goes back unto God. These things have been preached to us. He has been said unto us. We need to what? Renew our mind for God to work in our lives. Sister, continue.
Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs. But be transformed, changed by the entire...
But be transformed, changed by what?
The entire renewal of your mind.
The entire renewal of your mind.
By its new ideals and its new attitude.
Ah, new ideas and what? New what?
Attitude. Attitude.
You said what? Attitude?
Yes.
Me, I'm not born here.
Attitude.
A typical Ghana man will say attitude. American man will say what? Attitude. Hallelujah. He says what? Attitude.
Attitude.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to go to school. But we have come to the Holy Ghost school. Auntie B, right? We will say attitude too. The Holy Ghost will make us say attitude too. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let the attitude of you what? Be Christ-like.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I want somebody to open the same. Open Ephesians 4:23. It says something over there which I like also. Ephesians 4:23.
Ephesians 4, verse 23.
What does it say?
And be constantly...
And be constantly what?
Renewed.
Renewed.
In the spirit of your mind.
In the spirit of your mind.
Having a fresh mental and spiritual...
Having a fresh mental and what?
And spiritual attitude.
And spiritual... And spiritual what? Attitude. If I tell you attitude stink, you think I'm lying. Have a spiritual what? Attitude. Freshly. Every day. Constant. It's not what? Today and then tomorrow I will not. Like somebody when we are fasting, some people will fast today and then tomorrow they cut it because they have seen good food. That is not the kind of thing we are talking about. We are talking about constant. That is why it has been preached. It was preached to us last year that we shouldn't what? Turn off.
Yes.
Don't what? Turn off. Constant what? Because you don't know when the dark day will come upon you. Maybe the very day that you turn off, that is where your dark day is coming. Say amen.
Amen.
Because your days are numbered. Your days are not made. The days that you have are not yours. They are borrowed unto you. When the owner comes, when the rightful owner comes, maybe that day you have turned off, and when you are called, you cannot switch on. So every day of your life, you need to what? Switch on. Continuously. Constantly. Renewing of your mind in Christ. When your mind is renewed in Christ and your mind is doing the things of Christ, you don't think evil or bad about somebody. Because that thing is not what your mind is thinking. Your mind is thinking and is focusing on things of God.
Amen.
This year is a year of grace. Say years of grace. Say year of grace. And I'm receiving my grace. Physical and what? Spiritual. Because I'm about to what? Renew my mind in the spirit. With a good and what? Fresh attitude. Not the stinking one. This morning, leave the stinking attitude. Say, I'm leaving the stinking attitude. See, some people will be saying praise the Lord with you, but let me interpret that praise the Lord. Some people will say praise the Lord. When you say hallelujah, they say hallelujah. I say praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Those praise the Lord are not praise the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
Those praise the Lord are not praise the Lord. When they say praise the Lord, interpretation, they say whatever. Say amen.
Amen.
When they say praise the Lord, they say praise the Lord, say whatever. Say amen.
Amen.
That is the interpretation of the praise the Lord. Because the Spirit will let you understand. He said you will know them.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Say amen.
Amen.
So if you don't say praise the Lord, and I say praise the Lord, you say praise the Lord, and then your interpretation say whatever, may the Holy Spirit change your tongue.
Amen.
Say hallelujah. Because the grace that is being what? put here, the grace that has been given unto you has to manifest, has to come to life. Because whatever you plant has to germinate. Whatever you put down has to grow. Say amen. So that grace has to grow. That grace is a seed. You need to water that grace to come out. Because when you put something down and you don't take care of it, that thing dies and doesn't come out. Those of us who did a Greek, when we go and we plant, every early in the morning we go and we water, because we know we'll be given a mark. They mark you. When the professor goes and he sees that one corn has come or two has come, he says, okay, this person is taking care of it. Hallelujah. But they go to certain people and nothing. We all planted the same way. They come out and then they die. Some, it doesn't even come out. Because they were supposed to weed before they plant. But when they went, laziness, stinkiness, they put it there like that. They think they are doing me. Hallelujah. You think you are doing me. You are not doing me. You're doing yourself. You think you are doing Jesus. You are not doing Jesus. You are doing yourself. Because he has said he's about to bless some people. Those who hear him, he will bless them. Say amen. Amen. Say, I'm changing. I'm changing. There are only six people. If you change, God will bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, constantly what? Renew your mind. In the spirit. Fresh and nice what attitude towards your hey, sister. Today you're beautiful. That beautiful, I mean into. Amen. I'm not saying that you are beautiful and they're inside my mind. Mm-hmm. Look at what she's wearing. It's crooked. Even the eyeshadow and the lipstick doesn't match. But she has said you are beautiful. How can this work? If she's not beautiful, say, sister, you're not beautiful. Me, I'm plain. Sister, today, your shoe you are wearing is not good. Or don't say, let him pass. Let the sister pass in peace. It's the different mirror that you use. The sister also is using a different mirror. Your mirror tells you are beautiful. The mirror of the sister also tells the sister she's beautiful. Amen. Let it be. Amen. That's not your business. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Different your eye, different my eye. It's a mercy. Your anointing has come. Hallelujah. God bless you. The Bible says the Spirit of God comes to you, but when it comes to you, you are already filled. It has no place to settle. Hey! He has no place to settle in your life and it goes away. Because you're already what? Occupied. When the Spirit went out and it came to you and you are empty, it will settle. And the Bible says in the Jordan River, Christ went down and when he came up, even open, and the Spirit descended like a dove upon him. And God testified about his Son. And he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Let the Spirit come and then testify. God will testify that this is my Son that obeys me. Because when I came, he was ready for me and he received me. Say amen. Amen. If you cannot receive God, God cannot testify. Christ cannot testify about you in front of the Father. The grace that has been preached unto you will not be what? Come into physical. It will just be in the spiritual. You have to transform the spiritual things into physical. Say amen. Amen. Say this year, I'm transforming the spiritual things into physical. Say, I am transforming the spiritual things into physical. Because I need to see. Man has to see. That is why the songwriter said, "Ma o omen ehu niawu erazi who about to do niawu be ye." Let them see with their naked eyes. Let them see. You see, they have to see with their naked eyes. Something has to be seen with the eyes. Not only in the spirit. We know we are blessed in the spirit, but we want it to what? Show. Say amen. Amen. Because when God spoke in the spirit, it came to what? When he said, let there be light. Hallelujah. He didn't say, let there be light, and the light was still hanging in the spirit. He said, let there be light, and there was what? Light. He said, let there be grace, and there has to be what? Grace. Amen. Say amen. Amen. He said, let it be blessing. There has to be what? Blessing. The blessing shouldn't be hanging. You have to go and pull that blessing down. Hallelujah. Change your stinking attitude. Hallelujah. Have you finished? What did he say?
But be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
What is good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. Amen.
In his sight for you. Grace is perfect and what? Acceptable in the sight of God for you. Say amen.
Amen.
Philippians 2:5. I didn't tell you to say it. Hallelujah.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this same attitude and purpose.
Let this same attitude and what?
Purpose.
And purpose of Christ, right?
And humble mind. Be in you, which was in Christ Jesus.
Be in you, which was what? In Christ Jesus.
Let him be your example in humility. Amen.
Let Christ be your what? Example. Not what somebody is doing or what somebody has done be your example. What somebody does becomes your example, you are doomed. Whatever Christ does or did, when it becomes your example, you are blessed.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
That means you have renewed your mind. There has been a transformation in you. Say amen.
Amen.
You see, this year is a year of double blessing and double anointing. We don't want this year to pass us by and then we all go and then say, the Lord has not been faithful unto me. The Lord, I don't know how to say it, but please empty yourself and let the Spirit of God come upon you. Say amen.
Amen.
Because we are about to witness mighty things of God. We are about to witness mighty things of God. And I want you to be part of those things.
Amen.
I want you to be part of it.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
We are a body. We have to be part of what God is about to do. You see, I don't want you to be like the one who says, it shall not come to pass. And then when it passes, we will trample over you and then you will die. We don't want you to be left and be like that person. We want you to what? Rally with us. And go with us. Say amen. Because God is about to do something in this church.
Amen.
This year, it will not even get to the end of this month. Or even God is about to do certain things.
Amen.
Things that eyes have not seen. Things that ears have not heard. Things that even has not even come to the mind of men. That is the things that God is about to do. Because I know my God that I serve. Because he has promised that he's going to do it. And we know he will do it. If you like it or not, God will do it. If he's going to do it with four people, he will do it. Because he does not work with number. You can sit home. If God is going to do it with Uncle David and myself, he will do it. Because he's God. Whoever is ready, is God is also ready for that person. If you are not ready, it doesn't even bother. God is only ready with people who are ready. He's ready with those who are ready. Because some people may say, you give it. No, God gives to those who are what? Ready, open. Because when it comes and you are not filled, God will come in you. And he will use you. This year, let God use you. For the good purpose and good attitude. The attitude of Christ. Let that attitude be in you. Say amen.
Amen.
Hey, if you are going to let that attitude of Christ be in you, raise your hand and say, God, I bless you.
Amen.
Only few people, God bless you.
Amen.
Because those people are not ready. They are not ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? We serve an awesome God. We serve a God who can move mountains. We serve a God who said, I've given you power. We serve a God who said, when you speak, it shall come to pass. You see, he has given you all these tools, all this privilege, all this power. But you don't see it in your life. Because when he came, you were not ready for him. He came and he left. You are filled already. Empty yourself. Say, I'm emptying myself for the Spirit of God to fill me. Because when his Spirit fills me, I will see the goodness of the land. Because and Moses called Joshua and said, do not let this law depart from you. Meditate on this law. Meditate on my word. Meditate on the things of God. Day in, day out. There are things that will bring success unto you. If you meditate on certain things, Joshua 1, 8. Joshua 1, 6 to 8. Hallelujah.
Joshua 1, verse 6 to 8. Be strong, confident, and of good courage, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only you be strong and very courageous, that you may do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go.
That you may prosper wherever you go. It says, meditate on the word of God day in what? And day out. Some of us, we don't meditate on the word of God. Even the Bible, we don't read. We read other people. Other people have become our Bible. We read their Genesis to their Revelation. People's Genesis, we read it from the hair that they have on to their revelation, their shoes. We read it. It has become our Bible. Refrain from that. Today, renew your mind and renew. Change your mind. Transform from those things. Because the grace of God is at your door. It's knocking at your door. Christ has come to give you what you want. Say amen. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Only if you take his word and if you walk by his word. Say amen. If you cannot walk by the word of God, I'm telling you, you'll be lacking and you will be what? Behind. You'll be what? Overtaken by those who will take his word. Say amen. Sister, you can sit for a minute. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. You see, when the Spirit of God is sent to you and he comes, he has to take a good report to God. If he comes to you and he cannot find any good report, it will go away. It has to take a good report. You see, and when I said to myself, when I was reading, I said to myself, why is it that when the dove went out upon all the trees and the leaves that are around, he could not find any, but he found an olive tree. That means what? More blessing, more anointing, fresh anointing. When you read Revelation, he says, there is a lampstand that stands one on the right of God and on the left of God. And on that, there is a what? Olive tree. And there is a bowl, which means it supplies anointing, oil, every day, constant. It does not lack. Hallelujah. Constantly they are supplying. You see, olive tree and olive are a constant supply of anointing. Those supply of anointing has to come to your life every day, constantly. God has to supply things for you. When the Spirit of God comes into you, it will bring what? Fresh anointing. Fresh breakthroughs. deliverance, healing, freshly, because you are thinking about God day in, day out. I don't have time for other people. I'm thinking about God because that is what my mind has set up to do. My mind has not set up to gossip. My mind has not set up to hate. My mind has not set up to look down on you. My mind is not, those things are little things. Those things are worldly things. Those things, we will leave them here. You see, those things, when you go to 6 feet or 7 feet or 11 feet, the worms will eat it. If you have those things in you and you take it down, the worms will say, welcome here, we will eat you. But when those things are not in you, when they come, they will say, hey, this is a body of Christ. We cannot touch it. Because on the last day, you'll be resurrected. Because those things don't need to touch you. Because on those last day, you have to be what? Resurrected with that body. But when you go down and you have those things with you and you go down, they say, welcome home. Fresh meat. He will eat you. And when your Savior comes and they call, you cannot be found. You can what? Get up. So if you want, carry it. You want to carry it? Do you want to carry it? If you carry it and you go down last day, your body is finished already. You have become a meat to somebody. But when the Spirit of God is in you and you go down and say, though you are dead, you are what? Alive. You are sleeping. When they come, they know that you are sleeping. They will not even touch you. And on the last day, when the trumpet sounds, you will resurrect. Because the Spirit has filled you. You did not go down with hate. You did not go down with backstabbing. You did not go down with unforgiving spirit. You went down with the good attitude of what? Christ. So when your master comes and he sounds the trumpet, you will be what? Resurrected. But if you went down with a stinking attitude, you would not be resurrected. Because your body is already finished. Say amen. Just stand on your feet. Stand up on your feet and let's pray. You are going to pray and you are going to ask God to empty you, for his spirit to fill you, for his spirit to descend upon you, that on the last day when the trumpet is sound, you will be resurrected. That when the grace is surrounding you, it will bring things into physical, it will bring things to life. For people to see that, God, yes, you are really blessing me. And you have blessed me and you have enlarged my territory. And you have enlarged my coast. That is what God is going to do in your life. And this year, 2014, that is what it has been written. Because whatever it's written about you, it is written. Nobody can erase whatever God has written about you. Say amen. Amen. But you yourself, you can erase what God has written about you if you don't take his word. Hallelujah. Amen. Just close your eyes and lift up your hands. You might think you're just having a physical disease or physical abnormality. But whatever is in you that does not bear fruit, whatever is in you that is hindering you from approaching God, it has become a disease unto you. This moment he said, he is your God that heal all your disease. Amen. He is your God that heal all your sicknesses. Amen. Whatever is in you that is not pleasing unto him, God has sent his word forth today unto you. To heal you.
Amen.
If you accept his word, yes. God will heal you.
Amen.
If you accept his word,
yes.
He will heal you.
Amen.
He's willing to heal you. And he's ready to heal you.
Amen.
I sent forth my word,
yes.
To heal all your disease.
Amen.
I sent forth my word,
yes.
To heal all your troubles.
Amen.
I sent forth my word,
yes.
To redeem you.
Amen.
I sent forth my word,
yes.
To break every chain.
Amen.
I sent forth my word,
yes.
To restore whatever,
yes.
You have lost.
Amen.
Because I am your God.
Amen.
Your healer.
Amen.
He has sent forth his word.
Yes.
Father, we thank you.
Amen.
I bless you.
Amen.
I give you all the glory and the,
yes.
Honor.
Amen.
Because you are a faithful and awesome Amen. God. Your word has come unto us.
Yes.
And you have healed us.
Amen.
We have done according to your will and your word.
Amen.
We have done according to your purpose.
Yes.
Today you have set this day for us to remind us, to bring us back unto you, to cause the things that are in the spirit to be manifested in the physical.
Amen.
And today you have opened our mind and you have tuned our mind unto you.
Amen.
We bless you.
Amen.
And we thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. And let the children of God say amen.
Amen.
Give a big clap of unto your Lord. Hallelujah.